and a baptism. On Saturday morning, we celebrated four baptisms, and in the afternoon, the wedding of one of our Ascension kindergarten teachers. We had 3:30 Mass, as usual, with two more baptisms there. The older and wiser dinner for our seniors followed. There was a concert that evening here in the church by a choral group named Border Crossing, whose mission is to bring together racially and culturally diverse audiences. Our Spanish faith formation took place as usual on Sunday morning with 139 children and youth in sacramental preparation and 85 in adult groups. Many from our 11:30 worshiping community were present at our 9:31 body mass, where a baptism also took place. And yes, at the 11:30 Mass, there was yet another baptism. Another highlight of the weekend for me came after Mass, the Latino food sale. I had a memela. Google it. Honest to God, it changed my life. Look what you've done. One of this week's highlights was a letter I opened just Friday. After their college graduation last year, Rebecca and Mike came to Minneapolis with a Jesuit volunteer corps. They made Ascension their parish. Rebecca now lives and works in Washington, D.C. I'm writing this letter, she says, on a Saturday morning from the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. It is one of the most grand churches in the nation with its beautiful artwork and multiple chapels honoring our faith. However, I feel it does not even begin to match the beauty I encountered each time I joined together with your community. I can speak for both Mike and me when I say Ascension meant so much to us. It became a home. Your warm and generous embrace each Sunday was felt deeply by us, and it made us feel so loved by God. Your parish is a treasure. And it was at Ascension where I witnessed the incredible power of a welcoming community and an embrace of diversity. We miss all of you very much, but we are so grateful that we had the opportunity to be a part of the North Minneapolis neighborhood in this way. Look what you've done. This week and next, we're talking stewardship. That is, how well we're using our financial and ministerial gifts. It's easy to gloat about all the good stuff happening here. But we need to avoid the self-aggrandizement of the Pharisee in today's gospel. Better to stand with the tax collector, the sinner, who knows how much more the Lord can do with him. How great are the opportunities there to grow. I want to note a couple of ways that we're continuing to grow at Ascension. We've initiated a parish life ministry to strengthen our efforts to bring together parishioners of different languages and cultural backgrounds and life experience. Another recent initiative is our One Body ministry to address the crisis facing immigrants in our church, as well as working for social change in other areas of racial injustice. How well are we stewarding our gifts? gifts, is each of us giving what we can give in service financially? Are you honestly giving what you can give? The personal investment of each and every member of this community makes a difference in what we're able to accomplish. You make Ascension the vibrant, other-centered, socially concerned community that it is. You are the embodiment of our mission statement, that Ascension is a multicultural Catholic community that provides a sanctuary in which all are invited to recognize, acknowledge, and live God's presence. In a word, life in abundance. That happens when you bring here your gifts, your prayer, and the practice of those virtues. Next weekend, we will be talking more specifically about our financial and ministerial needs here at Ascension. You'll have the opportunity to complete a stewardship commitment indicating your ministerial interests in financial contribution. It can never be said enough to you who have created and sustained such a blessed, beloved community. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Look what you've done.